Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second, the second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Boswell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Boswell. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting second, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Gene Brabander. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to third. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is called out on strikes. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff takes first base on ball four. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenas moves to third. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tovar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Twins. Bob Meyer now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-1 in the game. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ratliff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ratliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese strikes out. 2 outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tovar, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hovley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ratliff strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roof strikes out. 1 out. Greg Goosen pinch hits for Bob Meyer. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Lazarek now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Tovar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew is hit by the pitch. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Carew moves to third. It's 8-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew strikes out. 1 out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Twins. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-for-3 in the game. Alia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Holt now playing left field. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hegan strikes out. 1 out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tovar. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hovley scores. It's 11-2, Twins. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alves moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ratliff hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-3 in the game. Boswell strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and 2 walks. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Roof reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for George Lazarek. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roof moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-5, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 11-6, Twins. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hovley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen pinch hits for John Kennedy. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing second base. John O'Donohue now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Roof hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-7, Twins. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now playing first base. Bob Locker now pitching. Mike Hegan now playing right field. Steve Hovley now playing center field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ratliff hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Allen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage pinch hits for Steve Hovley. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alvis is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.